Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. With Election Day less than a week away, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris getting out the vote in battleground states, both in North Carolina and Wisconsin today. Vice President Harris in Raleigh pledging to bring down costs of groceries, health care, and prescription drugs. ABC's Selena Wang says Harris also leaned into a message of abortion access, a key issue for voters.
I can tell you, I've been speaking to people on the ground, including the Democratic Party chair of Wisconsin, a state that Harris will be going to later today, and he tells me that the number one motivator for what their canvassers are seeing with those swing voters in Wisconsin is abortion. That is the number one issue, he says, that is convincing those Trump supporters to consider Harris for the first time.
GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson says health care will be a central focus if former President Trump is elected. The nation's economy expanding 2.8% in the third quarter, with consumer growth driving those gains. Stocks are up on the data this hour. This is ABC News. A Colorado teen hospitalized with kidney failure after she says she ate at McDonald's.
Quarter pounders are expected back on the menu this week without onions for now. The McDonald's CEO apologized on a conference call yesterday.
The recent spate of E. coli cases is deeply concerning, and hearing the reports of how this has impacted our customers has been wrenching for us.
I have a central line in my neck.
Camberlyn Bowler is one of at least 75 people sickened. Bowler says she ate quarter pounders in Grand Junction, Colorado in the weeks before the outbreak was reported, then started getting stomach cramps so bad she couldn't get out of bed and was surviving on popsicles.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. There are new figures on just how long teens are spending in front of screens. A new report from the CDC says kids between 12 and 17 are looking at screens on average for 4 hours per day, and that does not include screen time for school. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
The news this hour from WRCO is sponsored by Right Way Shell, featuring Straka Meats, Meister Cheeses, Car Valley Cheeses, all at one place, all done the right way. Right Way Shell, Spring Green.
Tonight, lows down to 53 and south winds of 10 to 15, occasional showers and pockets of heavy rain. Thursday, showers ending in the morning with mostly cloudy skies otherwise. Highs of 57 but falling to the mid-40s in the afternoon. Southwest winds of 15 to 30. Thursday night, lows of 30 with clear skies and frosty. And Friday, lots of sunshine, highs of 52. With east winds at 5, it's 72 degrees.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
WRCO 100.9.
I could buy a house on memory lane. I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We'd stay good as new, like a fresh coat of paint. You'd be mine in the shine of the front porch light. Yeah, I might as well live there, baby. That's where I spend most of my time. About those sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights, those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. So drunk on the feeling when I close my eyes, you're pulling me closer, your head on my shoulder. We never let go and we never be over. If I could buy a house on memory lane, I wouldn't have to wonder if you miss me the same. I'd be loving you as usual, telling you your
Join us for ABC News, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
I wonder if the way we were was only in my head. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up, I'm gonna hit every parking spot around till I find that pickup truck. Now I'm talking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I made. never see again. She hit me with the left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. That's about as lonely as a highway has ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind. Well, I'll bet right now she's laughing at how she brought me to my knees. But she won't. Walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. That's a pair of taillights she won't ever see again. She hit me with the left and right, and with nothing but the taillights. I know that's about as lonely as the highway has ever been.
All over this town, you and her back road pulling off. your lips on her.
There you go. Carly Pierce. Before that, Clint Black. Also hearing from Trace Adkins and Old Dominion to begin the 3 o'clock hour here on WRCO halfway through the week. Coming up, though, later on this week, on Friday, as we welcome in November, the Southwest Cap pop-up food pantry truck will be in our area on Friday. It'll be at the Boaz Community Building parking lot from 10:30 to 11:30, and then Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet from 12:30 to 1:30. So please note the new location. Southwest Cap is required to collect names, birth dates, addresses, and household size.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Get ready for a spooktacular deal at Family Thrift Shop in Richland Center. From now until Halloween, enjoy 50% off all Halloween costumes. Whether you're dressing up as a ghost, goblin, or superhero, they got you covered at half the price. Plus, don't miss the silent auction, weekly $10 gift certificate drawings, and special deals on Facebook. Stop by today and thank you for supporting your local Family Thrift Shop. Family Thrift Shop in Richland Center. Spooky savings you won't want to miss.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel. And now Open and Westby invites you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture, Decor, and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobel and Westby. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel. And now Open and Westby invite you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture, Decor, and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobel and Westby.
Hey folks, it's Ron Kind. I was proud to represent you in Congress for many years, so take it from me. That place needs a major shakeup. That's why I strongly support Rebecca Cook. Rebecca grew up on a dairy farm, and she led an organization that helped start dozens of small businesses in Wisconsin. Rebecca's like a lot of people here, not too far left or too far right.
You're right, Ron. I'm Rebecca Cook, a strong backer of law enforcement. I'll work with Republicans to secure our border and stop wasteful spending.
Unlike Derek Van Orden, he's arrogant, telling people he doesn't give an F who they are because he's a congressman. Van Orden's done nothing to secure the border, and he'd let insurance companies deny people with pre-existing conditions.
And that's why we need more working class people in Congress.
Van Orden thinks he's better than us. Rebecca Cook is one of us.
I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
100.9 WRCO.
picked a damn good day to leave me. Sitting here, cooler full of Keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long.
Girl needs
half a man ain't enough.
On WRCO is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And email anytime, chetsfeed@gmail.com.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israeli forces began strikes in eastern Lebanon today targeting Hezbollah, issuing urgent evacuation orders for an entire city of Baalbek, including a UNESCO heritage site. ABC's Britt Clinett has more.
The fighting is intensifying in southern Lebanon with no clear end in sight to the IDF's offensive there. Hezbollah's new leader, Naim Qassem, we heard from him earlier. He said that he would stick to the war strategy laid out by his predecessor, Nasrallah. He's been Hezbollah's deputy chief for more than 30 years. He's one of the group's most recognized faces.
There are 6 days to go before Election Day, and legal challenges are already emerging. The Trump campaign has filed a lawsuit, it says, in Pennsylvania County, accusing Bucks County election officials of turning away voters. The county denies those allegations. And the death toll in eastern Spain has jumped. At least 95 people have died following historic flash floods. This is
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
High school football playoff action gets to level two this weekend. The Ithaca Bulldogs had a thriller last week against Randolph. Here is co-head coach David Klang talking about that win.
They were a little bit more physical than we thought that they would be, and they were kind of in a little bit different defense than we were kind of preparing for. We prepared for a couple different ones, but they did a different kind of defense than we were prepared for, but they played a really great game, and it was very kind of back and forth, both offenses kind of driving but never really scoring much. But it was a really physical game that's kind of nice that we were able to come out on top with that type of physical environment.
The Bulldogs will advance to play Johnson Creek, a team that they lost to on a last-second touchdown last year. The game coming up on Friday night. Ithaca Schools offering a spectator bus for both students and for fans. Community fans are invited to call Ithaca Schools to reserve space on the bus, which will leave Friday afternoon at 4:30. The Wisconsin men's basketball team will start the season with a Wednesday night exhibition game tonight at the Kohl Center. Tip-off is scheduled for 7 o'clock, and Wisconsin River Falls will be the opponent. The Badgers have met teams from the Wisconsin Intercollegiate Athletic Conference since 2005. Tonight's game will be the 8th annual Cancer Awareness Game. The last time ULU met River Falls, it claimed a 100-46 exhibition win. And since Chris Hook took over as the Brewer pitching coach, his staff has been second in Major League Baseball with more than 8,000 strikeouts in six seasons. That performance has earned Hook a multi-year contract to keep him in Milwaukee. I'm Phil Nee. This update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
A low of 53 tonight with occasional rain showers. South winds at 10 to 15. Showers ending Thursday morning. Windy and turning much colder. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, 57. And then temperatures falling to the mid-40s in the afternoon. Clearing and frosty Thursday night, a low of 30. Friday, lots of sunshine with light winds and a high of 52. Saturday, 58, partly sunny and a bit warmer, with a 30% chance of light showers at night. Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
100.9 WRCO. Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you, but we ain't got no room to move, no room to move. We need some space, and I know a place outside of town where it don't ever close down. No. Baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose. You can move that. Move that. Oh, yeah. I'll take you dancing in the country. Levi's in them low beats. Sting you in some red dirt. Sweep you off of both feet. Have you in the sunset. Silverado back beat. You never wanna go home and never wanna not be. Dancing in the country. Dancing in the country. And got you around my neck. You're making me wanna stay. You're making me wanna lay you down here in the pasture. Yeah, we can two-step. Put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that. Move that, oh yeah. I'll take you dancing in the country.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your source for great tunes and delicious moments in Richland Center.
I'm gonna get my broken heart. today. Well, the midnight headlight, find you on a rainy night, steep grade up ahead, slow me down, making no time. But I gotta keep rolling. Those are windshield wipers, slapping out the tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Wiffles hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Wiffles famous. At Wiffles Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Wiffles Hybrids.
Hello, this is Annette Lewis. I am a proud graduate of Ithaca School District. I'm also a part of five generations of my family of Ithaca graduates. Ithaca Public Schools is a thriving, energetic district with programs like its award-winning forensic program, award-winning math team, state-recognized youth apprentice program, and the FFA program, the FBLA programs. But Ithaca Schools is more. It is the identity of a community that extends beyond the school and to all of the residents of the school district. Ithaca Schools is a community of caring for one another, a home to those who come searching for where they can belong. I encourage everyone to join me in supporting that Ithaca legacy of caring for one another and vote yes on November 5th.
And now a WRCO 75th History Minute. We have been so blessed to be supported so well by the business community over the years. This update is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace Hardware.
We shop at Ed's Family Foods.
Mom, can we go to Ed's now?
Quality doesn't have to cost a lot. Harlan's Furniture and Appliance.
O'Finley's brings out the Irish in you.
This look back at WRCO's 75-year history is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace.
You just heard the news, the very latest news. Don't you turn that dial one little bit, or you'll miss a program that's a hit.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for defund the police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook, she won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
WRCO 100.9.
Don't know why I love women that love to do me wrong. I don't know why my life sounds like a heartbroken country song. I ain't really happy until the sky starts driving rain. Maybe I just get off on the pain. My whole life I've been picking fights. There ain't no way to win. There's 100 scars and should've run away. It's now tattooed on my skin. There's a side of me that just won't stop dancing in the flame. Maybe I just get off on the pain. Cause I love the long shots and the left out lost causes. Hanging out in the back of the pack with dark horses. I ride the wrong road just as fast as I can. God knows there's no one else to blame. Sometimes I think I get off on the pain. I wake up every morning a thousand miles from home, praying for forgiveness for this
is aching in my bones.